This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, the world's largest pornographic website purges millions of user videos. That story right after this short message.
Get a jump start on your college education by earning college credit as a high school student through dual enrollment at Evangel University in Springfield, Missouri. At only $65 a credit hour, you will save time and money while fast-tracking your higher education goals. Visit evangel.edu/dual for all the details. Courses are available on campus or online. Apply by December 18th for classes starting in January.
The most popular pornographic website in the world has on average 115 million visits every day. And as bad as feeding that addiction is, the website has had even darker dealings. Pornhub is similar to YouTube in the fact that most of their videos are user-generated, and reportedly with 6 million new videos every year. The website has been profiting from images and videos of rape, sexual abuse, and child sex trafficking. For example, a missing 15-year-old girl was found on the site after 58 videos of her being raped and abused were posted. Another 14-year-old girl was kidnapped at knife point, was raped and assaulted for 12 hours, and then after she got away, she had to beg and threaten the site with legal action to get the site to remove the videos of her torture. These are some of the lighter instances of sexual exploitation from the site, but those stories have been used to bring awareness to the illegal dealings of the site and applied pressure on the pornographer's bank account. On December 10th, the Daily Caller reported that the credit card company, MasterCard, stated that, "Today, the use of our cards at Pornhub is being terminated. Our investigation over the past several days has confirmed violations of our standards prohibiting unlawful content on their sites. As a result, and in accordance with our policies, we instructed the financial institutions that connected the site to our network to terminate acceptance. In addition, we continue to investigate potential illegal content on other websites to take appropriate action." Diane Hawkins, the senior VP and executive director of the National Center of Sexual Exploitation, reported that her organization met with Visa and MasterCard in early 2020 to petition them to stop processing payments for the pornographic website. She states that, "We are grateful that both companies will make these significant changes." Reportedly, Visa and MasterCard are addressing the same issues on other websites as well. Lila Mickleware, the founder of the hashtag Trafficking Hub movement, said that, "This is a good day for victims who have been begging Pornhub to remove their abuse." The site has announced the suspension of all unverified video uploads, effective going back to the beginning in 2007. And as of Monday, December 14th, Mickleware reports via Twitter that over 10 million videos infested with rape and trafficking are now gone. "This is a good day for victims who have been begging Pornhub to remove their abuse." Missouri Senator Josh Hawley, who has pushed to pass a bill that would allow victims of sex trafficking and revenge porn to sue websites like Pornhub, he tweeted, "Amazing what public pressure will do. Now Congress should pass my legislation that would make Pornhub liable for all content that is non-consensual or produced through fraud or coercion." In Luke 8, Jesus said, "For nothing is hidden that will not become evident, nor anything secret that will not be known and come to light. Pray that more comes to light, wickedness is exposed and removed." I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.